Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. In this episode, we are going to be going over altar setup as well as some tools that you can use. Remember, you use what works best for you. There's many different ways that you can set up your altar, many tools you can use. You want to use what's right for you. And if you're a beginner, I just want you to know that your altar doesn't have to be extravagant. You don't have to go and buy all these high-priced items to set up your altar. Believe it or not, the dollar store has a lot of items you could use, like candles, candle holders, oil burners, incense, incense holders, bowls, and cool jars to hold your herbs and moon water. I actually found a lot of my beginner pieces at a thrift shop when I first started. Slowly with time, I ended up replacing some items. You can even create items for your altar. So you make it yours. It doesn't have to be pricey. It's for you and what works just for you. Now I'm going to list some commonly used items on an altar. So we have a chalice, which represents the mother goddess. It is commonly used for a ceremonial drink or offering to the divine. You can also use a goblet or a horn. A horn is an alternative to a cup, often used among witches who practice a Norse or Germanic tradition, like myself. A horn can be used as a symbolic item. You can place it on your altar at times of need to invoke the spirits of plenty. Musical horns can also be used to call the quarters or mark the release of a spell, so announcing the way for the magic. We have candles. I place candles in each direction for all the elements in the spirit. I associate colors with which element. For example, for earth, I use green or brown. Air, I use yellow or white. Fire, I use red or orange. And water, I use a blue or aqua. And when it comes to my god and goddess candles, I use white, silver, or gold. And then now we have our athame, which for the longest time I called it an anthame. Is a blade, a sword, but it's used for cutting energy ties, not so much actually cutting physical things. It could be made out of wood, stone, metal. It's your ritual knife. It represents the energy of the god. You can direct energy with it, cast circles. Or, for example, you've made a circle, but you need to leave it real quick. You always cut open a doorway. You could use this for that purpose. You can also use a wand. Wands are also used in divination, channeling magic energy, and casting circles in place of your athame. We have our cauldron, which people use to burn things in. For example, incense. If you want to put charcoal and put your loose incense on top. I use it also to represent fire, so that will be in my fire corner. We have a broom or besom, and that's more for energetically cleansing a sacred space. You don't physically sweep your ground with it, but you kind of sweep the area of any negativity. We have bells, which is known to be the voice of the goddess. It brings the divine's attention, healing energy, and it kind of cleanses the energy in your space. Statues, if you prefer, to represent your deities. It can represent your god or goddess, and you can have it on your altar if you'd like. We have offering dishes, occasionally placed in the center of your altar if you want to make any offerings. Some people also use a chalice or a cauldron for this. Salt. Salt is a very common thing. It is used for protection, cleansing, and healing. Some place a bowl of salt either in their earth section of their altar or by their water. I place mine in between because the salt near my water reminds me of the sea. Another very common thing to have on you is your book of shadows, which is your witchy notebook, basically. You keep all your spells in here, you take your notes, make note of what worked for you, what didn't work for you, anything you want to write down that you feel is important. I have in mine also a breakdown of oils and herbs I use and what I use them for, what properties they have. So a lot of times you also find oils and herbs on a witch's altar or store nearby. You use it for what your intentions are. A lot of them have very good properties. Incense are very common. This can also represent air. Also, set your intentions, or some aromas sometimes get you really tuned in. They help you meditate. And then other common things you will find is an altar cloth. This kind of sets the stage for your altar. A feather, also used in the air section. It can also, when you are saging, it is common to use the feather while saging to kind of direct the smoke and energy. So in the very center of my altar, I have a pentacle stone tile. A lot of times you will find some sort of pentacle in the center of your altar. It offers protection and power in your magical work. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm going to be doing this more. I will ask questions. I just want to see how you guys practice and what things you guys like. And I will be using these answers in my podcast. So when I asked the question, what are your altar must-haves? I got a lot of great answers, which I am going to share. So I got candles. Candles seem to be a common answer for all the questions that I got, or all the answers I got, I'm sorry. Another one is runes, candles, and artwork. And I love that they included artwork because I feel like when you make something for your altar, it just feels so much more magical and it's so much personal. Like, you put your energy in it and your time in it, so it makes it that much more special. Someone else also said herbs, sticks, stones, candles, spirit animal, skulls, water, tarot, and runes. And the runes were very common answer. I love the runes. I love to keep mine on my altar. And a lot of forms of divination you will find on altars, whether it be the pendulum, tarot cards, runes, the rod. So you find these commonly. A lot of witches actually, when they do their pulls, they like to be at their altar in their sacred space. We're going to take a short break for an ad to play real quick. Once it's done, the podcast will continue. There's a lot of different ways you can set up your altar. I personally use the pentacle setup. So that's where at the very top of the pentacle you have the spirit, which is your god and goddess. And I'm going to go clockwise. So to the right, I would have my air. The next one would be fire. My bottom left would be earth. Left would be water. And then we get right back to spirit. So for my air, in that corner, what I have to represent it are my incense, a feather, and I have little figurines of owls. Those are very personal to my family. Little figures of ravens. On my fire corner, I have my cauldron, my athame, And in each of these corners, I have a candle to represent each one. For earth, I have rocks, my stones and crystals. I have a little pine cone that I found on a hike. You can use sticks, whatever represents earth to you. And then water, I have a bowl of water. I also have some seashells and a cool little crawdad claw that I had found when we were camping before. And in between that, I have my salt. And then at the very top, for the spirit, for my god and goddess, I have the tall taper candles to represent each one. I have my chalice, and I'm looking for a pretty cool horn to replace that. And then that's where you will keep your statues of your deities. And sometimes if I'm using a bell, that's where I'll keep my bell. A different setup is where you just do north, south, east, and west, and each of those represents the elements. So north, you would find earth, east would be air, south would be fire, and west would be water. Also, you can set up your altar however you want, whatever feels right. It doesn't have to be extravagant. A lot of people don't have the space to create an altar, so they use what they have. So it could be just a little setup, a candle and a statue, maybe an offering bowl, and just little things that you find that you feel fit for you. It doesn't have to be perfect. Some people, which I definitely want to do soon, is to make a travel altar. You can use a little container, shoebox, and you just maybe put some items that represent the elements to you or anything else that you want to add to it. I just want to thank everybody for the amazing feedback and answers that I got on Instagram. Please keep an eye out because I will be posting more questions and looking for opinions and how you do your practice to share. In the description, I will be posting my information on how to find me on Instagram. So go ahead and give me a follow, and I will be also posting dates of when new episodes will be coming out. I also want to thank you all again for bearing with me through this. Since I am recording on my phone, you will find background noises. I also want to thank you for bearing with me with my pronunciations on some words. A lot of things I may pronounce wrong, and I do apologize for that. Also, feel free to share with me any cool witchy shops you like, or if you have your own shop at Etsy, your own website, your own little store, feel free to share it with me. Message me on Instagram. I haven't decided which day yet, but one day out of the week, I'm going to be sharing all these small businesses. So I would love to take a look at what you have, what you create yourself, and share it with everybody else. So again, my Instagram is going to be in the description. You can find me there and shoot me a message. I hope you enjoyed episode 2 of my podcast. I'm going to try to do one a week, so stay tuned for more.